The Hard Rockin' Trivia Show is sponsored by Hard Rock Arena Radio. Listen at home at radionomy.com or listen on your mobile device on the TuneIn app or download the Hard Rock Arena Radio app at the iTunes App Store, BlackBerry World, or the Google Play Store.
On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rockin' Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
Hey, all you sinners out there, it's time for intellectual poetry, where we read lyrics to a song. And the other person has to guess the name of the song just based on the lyrics. Sometimes the lyrics are genius, sometimes they're cool, sometimes they're absolute garbage. And this week, Danny, I know you've heard this song, but I don't know if you're going to get it.
My percentage is not too good on this because it's hard. When you don't know the melody, it's not easy.
Yeah, and I can't sing either.
Right, we don't want that.
And I can barely speak.
For all you people listening, have somebody do this for you. Have them read lyrics to a song. See if you can pick it out. It's tough.
Okay. All right, Danny, here we go with the lyrics. I'm going to read you a couple of lines, and you can guess, see who you think, if you know the name of the song.
Okay.
Or we're just basically looking for the artist.
Okay.
Okay, here.
I'm going to concentrate.
Concentrate. Focus power.
All right,
you ready? Okay. Sabotage on a downtown street. Police cars overturned. You can't do nothing to beat the heat, and if you don't, you'll get burned. Go ahead, what do you think?
That is Dog Eat Dog by Ted Nugent.
Holy crap, I didn't think you were going to get it that fast.
That has one of the best lines of any song ever. The kamikaze from the 100th floor, swung up to the street. Could take this madhouse no more.
Oh. He craved the sweater meat.
Yep.
Wow. That was fast. Okay. Well, since you got it that fast,
thank you very much.
Let's play the whole damn song. This is Ted Nugent and Dog Eat Dog
on the Hard Rockin' Trivia Show.
We'll be right back.
Hard Rock and Trivia Show t-shirts can now be purchased online for men, women, and children in all sizes and colors. Please visit teepublic.com and search the Hard Rocking Trivia Show. That's spelled TEEPublic.com.
All right, here we are again. We're going to try out our new bit called Verses. And this week, we picked a song called Rock Bottom by three different artists. It has the same title, but three separate songs. So the first one we're going to play is the one that came out first, and it was by UFO, and this is their version of Rock Bottom. And that was UFO with Rock Bottom. The first one I remember as a kid. When I think of Rock Bottom, I think of this song. And this is Kiss with their version of Rock Bottom. And that was Kiss, once again, with Rock Bottom. And the final version of a song called Rock Bottom is by the band House of Lords. This one came out a few years ago. Completely different song. Here's their version of Rock Bottom. Once again, that was House of Lords with Rock Bottom. And so what we do is we take these three songs and we rank them from worst to best. And Danny, let's go ahead and hear your opinions on these three songs.
All right. Well, I mean, it's hard to compare the songs. For me, the songs all represent completely different eras. You know, when I was a kid and first into Kiss, Rock Bottom was one of the first songs that I really liked and got into a lot. Then as I got older, some friends of mine in high school were really into UFO. This guitar player friend of mine was a Michael Schenker freak, so one of the first riffs he taught me was the riff to Rock Bottom.
His name wasn't Eddie Trunk, was it?
No, it was not. His name was Phil Cody, and he went on to be a guitar player. He's put a couple albums out. And then I had heard the House of Lords just recently, their version, and it totally rocks, and it's just a totally different song. I like all three of them, actually. You know, Rock Bottom is one of my favorite Kiss songs. Rock Bottom is also one of my favorite UFO songs. And I really like the House of Lords version. It's one of the harder House of Lords songs in their whole catalog.
But you have to rank them.
I'm going to go, the number one would be Kiss version.
Okay.
Number two would be UFO. And then number three would be House of Lords. But that in no way means the House of Lords version blows.
I agree with you. All three songs are good, but they're uniquely different. They just share the same title. I'm going to go backwards on this one. I'm going to say the number three for me would be the UFO song, Rock Bottom. I like UFO. I like this song. Not my favorite UFO song, but it's a pretty good song. Number two, House of Lords. I love this song. It's really, really good. But I'm sure nobody out there has hardly even heard this song.
It rocks.
But yeah, get a chance to check it out. And we played a bit of it for you. And number one, it's got to be Kiss, Rock Bottom. I loved it when the first time I heard it. Kiss freak when I was a kid. So
and the live Kiss, and the live version is amazing.
Yeah, gotta agree, 100%. So we agree on number one, but
yeah, I could go either way, you know.
And when we do this out there, people, you can pick your own versions, and hopefully we turned you on to something. But now we got to play one of these. So, Danny, which one should we play?
I would vote for the House of Lords, just because I doubt many people have heard it. Everybody's heard the Kiss version and the UFO version. I mean, if you've heard any UFO, you've heard Rock Bottom. So
I agree 1,000%. So this is House of Lords with Rock Bottom.
On the Hard Rockin' Trivia Show.
A limitation and exception to the exclusive right granted by copyright law to the author of a creative work. In United States copyright law, fair use is a doctrine that permits limited use of copyrighted material without acquiring permission from the rights holders. Some examples of fair use include commentary, criticism, parody, and teaching. The Hard Rocking Trivia Show promotes the music played on the show and urges its listeners to purchase said music from the artist's official website, iTunes, or Amazon.com.
Now it's time to play Who the Hell Is This? All right, welcome back, kids. We're going to play a little Who the Hell Is This? Where I'm going to give four audio clips of 10 seconds, and Danny's going to have to guess after each clip to see if he can give me the name of the artist. Danny, are you ready?
Yeah, here we go. Clip number one. Wow. Terrible production. Is it Wrathchild?
No, it is not. All right, let's go on to... Not even close with your guess, by the
way. Okay, good.
This one is difficult. It's going to be hard for everybody out there. All right, play track two.
All day reading all your magazines, thinking that you got it made. Dressed to kill, you're going out tonight.
I've never heard that song.
All right, here, your first hint. Yeah. It was released on a major label in 1981.
Is it Blind Date?
Blind Date, no. But what an old school album reference that was. Yeah. Wow. All right, go ahead and play the next track.
Is it Loverboy?
It is not. No. All right, your next clue. I'll give you a couple. The band only released one album, and the band is named after two guys who are famous for being in two other much more famous bands or artists.
Wow.
So it's named after two guys. You know who these guys are, but they're not, you know, the famous members of their particular acts.
Okay, is it Klaus Van Roth?
No,
oh,
it's not.
Damn, okay.
No, play track four.
All right. Huh. Well, I'm guessing the song is Sharpshooter, but I've never heard that.
All right, and here's your final clue. You are correct. It's called Sharpshooter. Okay, the two guys that are famous for being in other bands, both are rhythm guitarists, and I believe both played the California Jam in '78, and they were almost stadium acts, big arena acts in the '70s, and these guys were in those bands.
Is it Whitford St. Holmes?
You are correct. Oh. It is Whitford St. Holmes.
Nice.
Good one. And Whitford St. Holmes is now recording a second album.
I've heard the one song on it, Shapes or something like that. Yeah, it's really good.
Derek St. Holmes is an unbelievable singer.
Oh, he's great.
Never gets his due. He's back with Ted Nugent now. And, of course, Brad Whitford is an Aerosmith.
Of course.
That was a tough one.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and play Sharpshooter by Whitford St. Holmes.
On the Hard Rockin' Trivia Show.